we panicked because we thought we didn't have Lucia's recording. And all I could think of is Cindy's going to kill me. But it's good. We have it. So I know. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we are going to get started. Okay. It says, not sure. Christina Moss shared this meeting with me. Okay. Well, Christina Moss is my daughter. So welcome, Kelly. I'm excited that you're here. And Christina Moss should have her own podcast, but she's got a few little ones that keep her busy. Let's see. What else was I going to say? Okay. Remember yesterday we were talking about books. This is one of the prizes, and this is The Woman God Sees. It's a devotional and prayer journal, and it uses the King James, but you can use any version you want. But I absolutely love this book. So if you don't have it, and you get some of the top points, we haven't figured out how many yet, but this will be one of the prizes. Plus I showed you some of the, I have lots of goodie bags. All things work together for those who love the Lord. My favorite, Romans 8:28. And then we can also have Hebrews 11:1, a woman of faith. So we have, I have lots of bags and lots of different goodies that we're going to be sending out for the winners. All right, well, let's get started. If you don't have a ticket, they'll be posting those links in the chat. And then for those of you that are doing this 31-day challenge, the replays will be in the room. And if not, there's, like I said, Cindy and Merritt are here. Guys, there's a couple of attendees. Do you see that? You can see that. You just click on participants. And if you keep that open, you'll see, and then you can make them live. All right, well, let's start with prayer. All right, let me stop the recording quick because I don't know what I'm doing here. All right. Well, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for this time today. I thank you for each person that you have brought into this room, Lord. No one is here by accident. So we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you bless each of those who are here today, that you inspire my words and help me with what you want me to say. And I just pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Well, friends, today I am going to talk to you about podcasting. And is podcasting right for you? And I asked myself the same question when I got started. And the first thing that came into my mind, oh, Lord, there must be 432,000 other people who are better at podcasting or better than at speaking or better than writing this book, or why am I doing it? And while that might be true, God has called me and he's possibly called you to this purpose. So maybe those who are better equipped have been called, but they didn't say yes. And so I said yes, and I really feel like the Lord has led me to do this. So I got the idea of a name, Vintage Homeschool Moms, and I thought it was going to be a blog. So I kept thinking about it and thinking, well, I could do this with two or three of my friends, and it'd be really fun, and we can have this blog. And so for years, I envisioned that I was going to be a blogger. And I found out I am not a blogger. Now, some of you may be awesome at blogging. That is not really, I can write blog posts. I've written hundreds of blog posts for myself and for other people, but that's not my gifting. My gifting is the gift of gab. I talk, and I see Cindy's high-fiving me here. And I have decided that I can write blog posts, but in the time it takes me to write, let's say 10 or 20 posts, I could write a book. And I have hundreds of book ideas in my head, but it's not the right time. So while I've heard people say things like, well, if you're a blogger, you can take those blog posts and you can use them in a podcast, you can, and we have actually a very specific way of doing it. But I found that Vintage Homeschool Moms should be a podcast and not a blog. And it is currently in its, are you ready for this? 7th year. We are hitting 7 years, millions of downloads on our podcast networks, and we're going strong. In fact, my own podcast, I think I'm on like podcast 391. I'm going to have to throw a party when I get to podcast 400 and I'll invite all of you there. But, you know, like who could possibly have that much to say? But until the Lord, you know, pulls the plug on that, it's going to keep going. So that one podcast idea turned into an entire network. And so I approached a bunch of my friends, and some of you are here. And I said, you know, I'm going to be doing this podcast network. I started with one in the homeschool community, and then I branched off to one in the Christian community because I really felt the Lord was calling me more into Christian communities as well as Christian ministry. And so I currently have 5 podcasts. Please do not do this at home. You know, like when you get those warnings, you know, I'm going to warn you, do not do this at home. It's way too much. If I was just focused on one thing, it would be great. And I have to tell you, I've had life coaches and I've had some coaching, and I can't wait because Cindy, I'm going to hire her for coaching. But I will tell you right now that all of my coaches have told me I pretty much drive them crazy because I won't focus on one thing. And I promise you, I am very dedicated. I can get stuff done, but my mind doesn't work that way. It doesn't work linear. It just works horizontally. I guess that is kind of linear. I don't know. However my mind works, that's how it works. So I have Vintage Homeschool Moms. I have a writing and podcasting advice podcast. I have a Few Minutes with God podcast, One More Child podcast, and then the Creation Science podcast, which I am using to promote some of the Creation Science podcasts that I had from my expo that I ran. So the question becomes, is podcasting right for you? I know it's right for me, and it's worked for me fabulously in so many different ways that I can't even count. But if you're considering doing a podcast, you really need to take it before the Lord and just pray about it. Like I said, my blog turned into a podcast. All I got was the name, and I didn't know that it was going to be a podcast, but after praying, I felt like it was. So if you're considering podcasts, do that. Think about it, pray about it, see if you get a name for a podcast. I created two different podcasts, actually. If you go to A Few Minutes with God podcast, and I think Merritt has the links to that. I did two different podcasts on making decisions. One is just a regular one. Like if you're going to make a decision, here's the steps and pretty much that I go through. And the other is it's a blueprint for making major decisions. So if there's something really important that you want to, you know, pray about and decide about, you know, here's away. So, you know, you can listen to those and just see if anything resonates with you. But you know, what's the hardest thing about podcasting or speaking or writing a book or any of the things that I've done? And that is that as a Christian woman, we want to be humble, right? And we want to follow the Lord, right? And we don't want to say, hey, here I am, look at me. But sometimes the Lord puts us out there front and center. So how do you promote yourself and then are not self-promoting, right? So how do you do that? Well, I'm going to tell you something about myself because most of you know I'm not a detail person, okay? Details are, I just don't have time for details. Now, our whole life is based upon details. So that does cause a problem. I will tell you that. The second thing is I'm basically a shy person. Nobody believes that. But I really was one of those kids in class that only raised my hand if there was something that I had to say. The second is I hate to be in the limelight. I'm the person that wants to take the picture. I don't want to be in the picture. I don't like how I look in the picture. There's never a picture. That's why my profile picture is at least, it has to be at least 8 to 10 years old now. But every other picture I've had taken, I just don't like it. And I love that picture because I asked the person who took it to give me highlights and what else is she? Oh, take out any kind of facial imperfections. So anyway, that true story. And I'm going to share something else. If you were with me at a restaurant and I ordered a meal and they gave me something I didn't like, I would not complain about it. I don't like confrontations. I might not eat it, but I won't say anything. So for those of you who think you know me, that's not the person you hear, right? And even having said that, I don't want you to think, oh gosh, this is not who she is. Because if you know me, if you've listened to me, if you've read my books, if you know anything about me, you know that there's one key ingredient that I'm not going to share with you yet, because I'm going to give you 5 bonus points if you're doing the 31-day challenge, okay? But there's a key ingredient that I have to have in order for me to do what I do. Because the Lord had to stretch me. He had to take me out of my comfort zone. He had to put me front and center. You know, my major in college is education. Give me a group of kids, I can talk all day long. Kids don't intimidate me. I don't care if they're high school or middle school or little kids or big kids. Kids I can do. It's the adults. Why? Oh my gosh, they're not going to like me. Oh my gosh, what if they listen to me and they tell me what I've said is all wrong? What if, what if, what if? Friends, the enemy works overtime on the lies. Maybe you've had an idea for a book or an article or a podcast, and all you can think of are the obstacles. And how do I combat that? Well, I have my favorite prayer, and that is, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of lies, the spirit of any tormenting spirits, and I send it to the foot of the cross for you to deal with. Jesus, you lived, died, and rose, and you set me free. And I ask that you set me free from any lies and fill me to overflowing with your peace, your love, your joy, your direction. Lord, lead me. Anything I do, I have to have a mission or a purpose. I remember having a chance to do something really, really lucrative in the business world recently. In fact, I got asked and talked to people about starting a business podcast network. I could have made a ton of money, a ton. And people say, oh my gosh, Felice, you're such a great business person. My kids tell their friends to Google me, because it's easy to say dad's in construction or dad's a home inspector. But when it comes to mom, well, she writes books. She has podcast. So finally, Annie, my daughter, just said, just Google her. It's just easier that way. Well, recently she got, well, this is hilarious. God is so good. So recently, she found, there was this guy at school, and she's in college now, and he homeschooled. So she said, oh, just Google my mom. He comes back to her and he goes, oh my gosh, your mom is Felice Gerwitz with Media Angels. We used her curriculum when we homeschooled. Annie told me this like 4 months ago. We're still laughing about that, because, you know, you just never know. So my kids, there's something else. Okay. Well, God, you know, knows what it is that you need to be doing. And so just put it at his feet. Just give it to him. Is it an accident that you're here today? No. You chose to be here. It was a decision. It was a God incident. It was an accident, whatever you want to call it, which I don't believe there's accidents. I just believe there's divine appointments, right? And so, you know, the enemy is going to make you think that you shouldn't do this. After all, every other famous person now has a podcast. We were before our time. I remember going to conferences and I'd have a big banner about our Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. And I'd have these, you know, 20-something moms come up to me and go, oh, well, how much does this cost? You know, I'd like to do this. And we would just say, it's free. And, well, how do I get it? So I would say, well, do you have a smartphone? So here I am, at least twice their age at that point or older. And I would just say, give me your phone, you know, get me your podcast app. And I would show them how to download a podcast. Well, now people know what podcasts are. And like I said, every other famous person has one. So you're going to say, well, why would anybody, you know, listen to me? And so I'm going to go over 5 points today. If you're deciding to do a podcast. And this is my little tiny microcosm of a formula, because I could probably have come out with 100 points, but I want to keep this short so we can open it for questions. So there's 5 points. The first is, do you know podcasting is right for you if you're an ideas person? You know, do you have a book in your purse or scraps of paper, or does the Lord wake you up at night? Or do you have all these ideas right before you go to sleep? You know, is that who you are? Do you have a lot of ideas? The second is your idea sustainable? Can you commit? When we first started our podcast network, I thought that a certain type of person would make the best person to do a podcast. And I found out that out of those 8 types of people, and they were bloggers, okay, out of those 8 bloggers I had, 1 excelled at it because she was an ideas person. So she also was one to commit. I have seen podcasts start and stop. Well, can you commit? One of the nice things about our network is there is a fee to be part of our network and to podcast monthly. Well, imagine this. If you have to pay some money, it's amazing how you keep podcasting, right? Because you're not going to want to pay a monthly fee if you're not producing. And so I've had people who have stopped for a while and then come back. I had one podcaster who stopped for a year because she wanted to write a book. She came back and didn't even know she was going to podcast. And I said to her, you just launched a book. Let's do it. So she did. And she sold so many books that first couple of months that she paid back her entire print run and made more money than she had made at 2 conferences speaking. Now, you won't see on any of the things I'm going to talk about today that you're podcasting for money. And I'll explain why. So the thing is, can you commit to a year? If you're going to podcast, you've got to give it a year. The second is, are you beyond excited about your podcast, your theme, your focus? You know, are you passionate? Is this something that makes you jump out of bed and you're excited about doing, or you hear something and you're like, oh, that could be a podcast? The fourth is, are you willing to know your audience and what they need or want? So your audience is going to be your friend. Now, I was under the impression, and I'm not going to go into all of this now because I'll go off on tangents, that I thought that there was a specific formula for podcasting, and I found out I was wrong. I thought that people, you know, also always wanted to hear everyone else. I found out I was wrong. So I don't do as many interviews as I used to do because people want to hear from me. Again, remember what I said about humility? As a Christian, we want to be humble, and the thought that somebody's going to come and listen just to hear me was kind of unsettling, but I finally got over myself and I was like, okay, Lord. And then I just decided to embrace it and get to know my audience better. And believe me, if they don't like something you've said, they'll email you. If they like something they've said, they'll email you. We want them to post it on our blog, you know, or actually each podcast is kind of like a blog. So you can comment there, but for some reason they want to email me personally, and that's fine. So, you know, that's part of it. And then, you know, being able to take critique is important when you're doing anything publicly. I'm not saying that you do it in the, critique in the negative sense. I'm just saying that you learn from other people, that you learn what it is that they want to hear. And you kind of, you know, we ask that all the time. Is there a podcast you would like to hear? Well, after podcasting as a network, you know, especially the one that we have, the other one's 3 years old. There's not maybe as much content on the Christian podcast one as on the homeschool one, but usually there's something there. If someone asks for a specific type of podcast, there more than likely is. And the fifth is, upselling. Is there a product or service you want to promote? I have found that some podcasters are talking, and then they say to me, well, podcasts don't work. Well, what are you telling people on your podcast? Are you saying, you know, come visit me on Facebook or join my email list or, you know, whatever that is. So for example, I'm an author consultant and I help people publish their book. And I actually helped an international Christian ministry start a publishing company, published 2 books, and we're actually working on the 3rd book. How did they find me? On a podcast. Also, it was another person that knew me here locally that gave them my name. And so you can be found for something completely different than what you're actually podcasting about. So podcasting is for someone who wants to dream big. And, you know, it also is for someone who has a product or service, and you have to think globally. I never realized the reach that podcasts have, but when we look at our demographics, and I'm not a big numbers person, I have to tell you, like, people are I remember there's another podcast. You remember I was going to talk about money, and all he did was say, you know, he did contact me and he did talk to me. And his big thing was, well, I want to make money and retire doing podcasts. And so I said to him, you know, and he was a Christian, and I said, you know, well, your focus is in the wrong place. Your focus needs to be in helping or ministering or, and he goes, oh yeah. I'm a Christian. Yeah. I want to do this. But it really was money. Well, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. And so when your focus is off of maybe your initial mission, can you make money? Sure. There are people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars podcasting. That's not me, but there are people out there. One of the reasons, that sometimes we have some difficulty with making money, quote unquote, is because I have morals and there are some sponsors we just won't take. I've had sponsors which I've been kind of borderline on and thought, you know, I'll try it and see if there's any fallout, and there hasn't been. I think people understand at this point anyway that you're getting this for free, so they're okay with a 1 minute commercial. And so, you know, which brings me down to, you know, the numbers 1 through 5. So hopefully you have maybe put it in the chat if you know which one of these numbers is the main reason that I podcast. Is it because I'm an ideas person? Is it because I can last more than a year? Is it because I'm excited or passionate? Is it because I'm willing to know my audience, or is it for upselling or having people, you know, sell books and products? So write that in the chat if you know, and you can award yourself 5 points at the end when I tell you the answer. So one of the things that I hope that you think about when you want a podcast and you want to stand up or stand out, that is your voice, your unique voice. What can you do that's totally you? Some people, you know, in fact, in my emails right now, I have 3 different emails from people who are thinking about podcasting and who have contacted me. And one of the things that one lady said was, oh, I've listened to a ton of podcasts and da 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 da. Well, that's okay if you're trying to see what kind of podcast you like and maybe want to have a certain type of podcast. But if you're listening to 534,000 podcasts to try to find out what you can do or copy, it's not going to work. It's the same thing as blogging. Do you remember when blogging first came out and there were so many amazing blogs and you didn't have enough time to read all those blog posts, right? Now, there are very few blogs that I follow or read because everything seems to be the same. They're carbon copies. They're so similar. Even with my own podcasters, I tell them you cannot be a variety show. What's a variety show? You know, you are jumping around and you're focusing on, you know, today I'm going to talk about, you know, making money in the business world. Well, I would not do that on Vintage Homeschool Moms. Vintage Homeschool Moms is everything parenting. It's everything family, truthfully. I mean, I've talked about children and discipline. Recently, I did a podcast for my grandkids. My daughter was talking about some of the issues that they were having about getting their schoolwork done. So I called it Kids Taking Charge. And at the very end, I mentioned all their names. And I told them I did a podcast and I needed them to listen because there was a surprise at the end, you know, where I mentioned all their names. And I even remembered all of them. My daughter has 8. So, you know, and so anyway, I did this really quick little podcast for them, but it was still kid focused, parent focused. I did my biggest stretch one time was when I decided I was going to exercise. I hate to exercise. We live on 2.5 acres. If I had to get the mail, I would drive to the mailbox. I don't like to exercise. I just don't. You're sweaty and you're stinky and I'd rather just starve than exercise. Well, I finally started exercising. And do you want to know how? I told all of my lovely ladies that listened to my podcast that I was exercising because now I was accountable. And so I figured if I put it out there, it would make me do it. And it did. I finally got a treadmill. So I'm really excited. I'm like four or five months since November, you know, so it's been fun. So be unique. That's how you're going to stand out. And I promise you, there's no voice like yours. And you can do it. So I hope that, you know, this challenge has challenged you. It's challenged me. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that it's challenged me to do. And I shared this with Cindy earlier and Merritt earlier on the phone, who's on the line. And that is that because we were doing this 31-day challenge, it has challenged me to do a 31-day podcast challenge. Not until the summer, because I'm booked through June this year. And I just learned something about myself. I don't like to be overbooked, but I am. I'm actually doing my first ministry speaking. I'm speaking at a women's prayer breakfast in the middle of nowhere in Texas, San Angelo, but they apparently get 400 women to their prayer breakfast. So I'm excited about that. And that's based on my new book, One More Child. I also said to the Lord when I was going to write that book, Lord, I don't write in the Christian world. I got this idea long, long time ago. And it took me 5 years to write it. 5 years. But I thought I was being slack and not obedient, but God knows everything. It's not a surprise to him, right? That I waited 5 years. What was amazing was in that period of time, I got asked to speak. Well, when I first told him no, like within 3 days, I got asked to speak at a women's prayer breakfast here in town. So that was kind of like, okay, Lord, you're being really cute now. And so it's part testimony and part something that was on my heart. But this is my first time of actually, you know, going somewhere and they're flying me in and so forth. So I'm excited about that. But I'm going to leave you with this. God knows the time, the place for everything. There's a time. And maybe you've got this great idea and it's your time now. I mean, you know me, right? I'm always looking for great podcasts. You can pitch me. So think about it, you know, dream about it. Pray about it, you know, do whatever, you know, you need to do to think this through. But I have to tell you, it is the biggest answer to prayer for me to be able to podcast. My husband's a homebody. And the fact that I was going to be traveling all over and speaking when I first started writing didn't sit well with him. And then I got to speak. I was able to keynote at some conferences. And my husband said to me, you know what? I really don't like this. It's taking too much time, because he wanted to go with me and the kids. And he said, you know, I really wish that you'd stay at home. And, you know, and if the Lord wants us out there, he'll put it out there. And I'm like, really, Lord? So, you know, I was kind of upset, but we had talked about it. And we've been married going on 41 years this year. So this man has, and I have been through a lot. And so, and most days I adore him and he adores me. So the end of that story is that all of a sudden this lady by the name of Cindy Rushton came along, and I knew Cindy. She mic'd me at a conference without me really wanting to mic myself. She walked up to me and, you know, gave me a hug, because, you know, all of us speakers at homeschool conferences do that kind of thing. And she goes, are you recording your show? And I said, no, you know, my talk. So she clipped a mic on me, and it was back then, it was cassette players. That's how long ago it was. And so she cassette played me, and, you know, and I think I forgot to flip it over, because I'm just, you know, but anyway, it was hilarious, because years later she had an online forum, and I sold so many books doing her webinars. One time, you know, cause she's an amazing person. I would highly recommend her as a coach. But one time I did a talk, and we shipped books literally around the world. And that was before we really had digital products, because we probably could have shipped more so. And so God provided. He will provide for you. Now I feel it's my time to mentor. It's my time to help. It's another reason I feel strongly about having the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference. I just feel this need that I have to leave a legacy, that I have to teach other ladies to take the helm and spread the good news about what I've learned with others. And I pray this has helped you to see if the Lord is leading you. So let's pray. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just ask that you help those who are discerning a podcast, help them figure out if this is something they should do, if they really can commit to it, Lord, give it a chance and put their all into it, my God. And all of this is for your glory, my Lord. We just wait and listen and hope to have peace and discernment. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to open up for questions. Did you guys figure out before we go ahead of which point? Yeah, Orla knows me. Yeah, Julie says she thinks you need to have all of them. You do. But if you are not excited and passionate, you're not going to be able to do it. The excitement and the passion is what I see is the cut above. That is the one thing that really sets people up to a different bar. It really does, because those who are excited and passionate, I'm going to listen to and really focus on what they have to say. And those are my podcasters, I feel like, that have, I'm not saying you have to be all bubbly and excited. What I'm talking about is that you're passionate about your topic. So does anyone have any questions? So if you got that, then you've got 5 extra points, Orla, yay. So anyone want to unmute their mic and maybe talk about whether or not you're thinking you should do a podcast?
I got a question for you, Felice.
Sure.
I know you've heard my ideas half a dozen different times.
Yes, I have.
But Michael and I were talking the other night. We were involved with children's work years ago when we first got married. I haven't been able to be in children's work for a long time. But Michael was asking the other day if, and I know it's not really a podcast, but would that be the same thing if I did the stories and all for my YouTube?
So you're talking about doing stories for kids?
Mm-hmm.
Were they like biblically based stories or just stories that you know?
Well, some of them are. Some are missionary stories or flip book type of things and all.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great idea. I will tell you, my daughter that has all the little ones, she's always looking for podcasts for the kids. So they've already slated me to do number 6 podcast. Something has to go. And I did rearrange my schedule to make it easier. You'll notice, Orla, on Vintage that it's every other week now is a new podcast.
I saw that.
Yeah. Cause something, I looked at my list, and I have two, one for sure of Dr. J's for Creation that I haven't even put out there yet. So actually Merritt's going to get some training because my other girl's super, super busy right now. And, I'm going to get Merritt all trained to be able to take over some of the back end. One of the things that I was going to do is tell some Bible stories, but then not tell the kids who it is. You know,
I love
that
idea.
Some of them would be really easy, you know, like Garden of Eden, and not say what their names are. And then my grandkids are like, well, just make them like normal, like today. And I'm like, okay, now we're getting really complicated. I want them to do a podcast, and I don't have any, you know, the ones that want to do it are the little ones. And then once they get to a certain age, it seems like they get shy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing, I have a list that of things that I use when I talk to potential podcasters. So if you're wanting to do it or considering it, you know, pitch me an idea. And then what I normally do with people is I do a non-disclosure, because I learned early on that people will take your ideas and just do them themselves. I also found that I would spend hours on the phone with someone and they pick my brain. I'm not charging them a consulting fee. And then, you know, they would pop up with a podcast. And so I give very limited on the back end on how we work, but I give very focused advice. Once you come on as a podcaster, and I will tell you, if you're in on the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network, those fees start at $75 a month. You can't even get like a little square, tiny little advertising on a blog post for that. And we have different levels moving up where we'll just take everything and do it. But we train you, we have training videos, you've got staff, you know, you've got Merritt who's in charge of all of our social media. That was one of the things I prayed about. Could I be making a lot more money? Yes. You know, and if I didn't have anyone to help me and I every single second was based on the podcast network. But I feel like that was one of my prayers, because I understand the value of social media. It just sucks me in. So I can't be on it too much, or, you know, I lose my focus. So praise God for people like Arilla, who is one of our social media people, and Merritt, who kind of does the overarching, and different people have their different niche that they're good with. So, but yeah. Okay. Michelle says, I'm driving, but I have a question. What kind of equipment do you need to podcast? So Michelle, it depends. Because I don't advise anyone starting to get super expensive equipment. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. You don't want something where you're going to get a lot of reverb. I actually do record on Zoom when I have a guest, but that does, you can tell that audio is a little bit different than when I've got my, you know, my huge mic. I don't know if you can see this, that weighs a ton, and headphones that I use. I just use a USB mic, which there's a ton on Amazon with different ratings. I really wouldn't get a mic more than $150, and then you can just look at the ratings rather than me just, you know, recommending a specific type of mic. When you do decide to podcast, and if we're working with you, you know, I would probably just say pretty much the same thing. Yes, I have my favorites, but like, you can ask 10 of us and we'll all give you a different answer, which is why I'm not just being vague, but you know, I used to have a handheld one that I think I paid $60 for, but like, you basically had to eat it because it had one of those, I call it the pee popper, but you know, like this one does too, but it's more of a filter, and you had to be right on it. I swear that cheapy little thing works better than this baby here, but you know, it's all in. Okay. So Merritt posted, I guess I do have a podcast on it. Once I podcast, it's like out of my mind and onto the next thing. So I'm not as young as I used to be either. So anyone else have questions? Carmen.
Hi. Thank you so much, both of you, Cindy and Felice, for this today. I've always wondered, where do these live? Where do your podcasts live? And do you pay for them to live there, wherever it is?
So you're talking about hosting. So I've done it different ways. Another thing some of you may not know about me is I'm kind of a control freak. So I like to know where everything is. So to begin with, we put everything on our server. Well, I didn't know what I was doing, 7 years ago. And not only me, but then I've got, you know, I asked 20 of my friends, and out of that 20, 18 said yes. And so all, you know, first week we have 1,000 downloads. Our first month, 1,000 downloads. We're like, oh, is that good? I don't know. You know, that's why I don't get caught up in that. You know, we're in the millions now. Yay us. But that's not our focus, you know? So anyway, when you've got this vast amount of audio and graphics and posts, because each podcast has a certain formula that we follow, can you imagine how much that takes on a website?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you right now, I pay huge fees for my website and for hosting. Now, I decided to host on Blueberry, and I do have a link. But the thing I will say about that is we're actually cheaper than if you went with them yourself. So we get a rate, you know, it's like one of those, you know, you brought your family in, so we'll give you a cheaper rate than if you were just doing that yourself. And the reason we use them, there's a lot of them. There's Libsyn, there's free ones out there, something called Anchor. I will tell you that if you use these free services, you know, it's all the whole, you know, my mother used to say, you pay for what you get. And those free services, you're not, you kind of have no charge. Like, one of the things, my contract for podcasting showed me that if I couldn't sign it, then I wouldn't expect it from anyone else. So one of the things that we do have some little nuances, to, like, we're going to teach you everything we know. So in return, you keep your copyright, but we are going to keep your feed on our podcast network forever. But I also will say, you can make, you know, when we have sponsors, I will pick some of the people who will co-sponsor with me. And so you can very easily, I mean, I have podcasters who make more money than their monthly fee. So one of the other things we do is people will email me and say, you know, like they all the emails come into me from both networks. So they will maybe say, you know, oh, I want you to be on my Natural Path show. Well, that's for my Homeopathy for Mommies, not for Vintage. So I just pass that along. So if somebody comes along and wants your podcast, we pass them on to you. But the feed can be very, very expensive, I thought. And then the other thing is stats. So that's why I started saying, I went off on a tangent. See, that's where I am with, I did have notes on the side because otherwise I'll be all over. Blueberry is the premier number one stat counter. Have you ever been to a blog and all of a sudden the audio starts playing or the video starts playing? In advertising world, that does not count. So Blueberry does not start unless you push that start button. And the advertisers realize that the numbers that they're going to get from anybody who hosts with Blueberry is going to be better. And I have to tell you, when we started, we were like, they didn't know what to do with me. And so, you know, it was, yeah, the RSS feed, Cindy, I see you're putting that here. You do have an individual feed, which is what Cindy's saying. You're so right, Cindy. I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things I found out was, I get asked a lot to be on other networks. So they find me and, you know, will you come do a podcast on our network? Well, for one thing, setup's $1,000. We charge no setup fee. No big deal, you know, just, yeah, pay us $1,000 setup. But the other thing I found out on some of them is it's one feed. That means if you tune into that podcast, you might get me or you might get the 12 other people on there. In our podcast, like Cindy has two podcasts on our network, and you should put those links in. I put them in yesterday, Cindy. She's got her own feed and her own podcast. So when you look, if you go on a podcast app, and that's the other thing too, you were asking me where it resides, Carmen. One other thing, it resides on Blueberry, but it feeds everywhere. We're on Spotify. We just got on, I just forgot. We just got on there, but I just forgot what it was. It just went out of my head. I was really impressed that we were on one of our feeds. But anyway, maybe, Merritt, if you could go to the website and look at some of the places that we are now. At the beginning, I actually paid somebody to put us on 60 different podcast apps. Google Play is a latecomer, and I heard that they're leaving. The other thing, too, is when Apple changed from iTunes to Apple Podcasts, my podcasters were freaking out. We have a private group. And I just said, don't worry, we have Joy. So Joy Rhodes handles all of our techie stuff and our website stuff. And so she was already up on it, and she said, yeah, it's going to be seamless because we're already grandfathered in. And we also have, as a network, we have our own network on Apple Podcasts. So it's one of the advantages, you know, I had to have an advantage of having people join us on a network. But I will also tell you, on average, the average amount of downloads for just an out there podcast is anywhere from 10 to 30 downloads. So unless you're a big name, unless you've got a blog that has thousands and thousands of hits a day, it takes some time. That's why I said, are you willing to commit to a year? Because I have seen so many, I've had some fabulous podcasters. And after a year, you know, they were done, but then they weren't consistent. I would look at, back then when I was really monitoring more, I would look at their home pages, and they weren't even posting when they had new podcasts. So we kind of work our podcasters through, here are some of the things that you need to do. Well, people get busy. You podcast, you're done, right? So that's where Merritt comes in, and Orilla and Nakisha and Sarah, and, you know, Joy was part of it. Now Joy's not doing any social media. And so that's where they come in, because they're members of groups. Our social media is doing the best it's ever done. Merritt's done a great job on overseeing that. And we can all share that cost instead of me having to carry all that cost. So it's been great. So I know I went off on more than just where does it reside. Like I said, it can be anywhere. It can be on your website too.
So, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kathy or Julie, Kelly, do you guys have any questions?
I put in the chat, how often should you produce a podcast? Like, say if I were part of your network, is it, and I know that because it's free, you have, there's lots of subscribers. And so there's, it sounds right. to me like right. there's a lot of advantages being part of that, because all right. of the marketing right. and the hosting and all of that is part of right. the fee that you're paying. Right. But what, I have two questions. Can you give kind of an average of how many downloads the average homeschooler or Christian podcast gets, and to compare it to what people who just go on Libsyn and have theirs? And then the second question is what I was just saying, like, should do most of the podcasts post every week or twice a month, or often do they post?
So I'm a permissive parent. I feel like I'm the mommy of a lot of my podcasters. And so I've got these I have some speakers that charge around $5,000 to speak. Those guys, I can't get to post more than one time a month. And their numbers are lower, I won't tell you which ones, than some of my others that will post weekly. So Julie, it's a group effort. It's not only do you have to have a good topic, like the topics that resonate with my listeners are ones that deal with the kids the most. You know, I know where this is more of a business, like, so I don't know what you're thinking, but if you've got something for your kids, like the one that I just released on Kids Take Charge, that's already in the hundreds, you know, and it will top the thousands. So, there's another lady, she's a Christian speaker. She was one of the ones that said no to me. She's got something like 15,000 downloads a week. Now that's a crazy number. We probably, but she's one of these, and I won't say her name either, that has everyone crying or has, you know, it's like, it's more of a, she's got a very unique voice, but she's also, I don't know how to put this. I'll use one of my podcasters, Homeschooling IRL. Half the time I was saying, you guys are killing me, you know, because they would post something like, let's talk about sex. No, let's not talk about sex. Should we talk about Harry Potter? No, let's not. You know, this is in the Christian world, you know, and it's like anything that can rock the boat. Their numbers were thousands, 2,000. My average podcaster is going to start slow, 15, 20, 30, unless we do, you know, and I will willingly do a launch for you, but you've got to get me the stuff. And we will do it, right, Orilla? We'll tell everybody. We will help you promote. So very few people will even take the time to do that. So when we launched our podcast network, I paid for someone to do a big launch for us. Secondly, weekly. At least weekly. If you can do more than that, God bless you, but you don't need to do daily. I had one podcast that came to me.
Oh, gosh.
She was doing a daily podcast and she burned out after a month.
Yeah.
Just think, a daily podcast. Yeah. Okay. Second, what was the second question? Oh, average numbers. So anywhere, so I took a lady, I'll give you this. She had 60 podcasts maybe. And she will, and I knew her and I was like, girlfriend, why didn't you come to me to begin with? She wasn't happy with me because she had to do A, B, and C to be on our network. She had three main ingredients she was missing. Her average numbers were 30. as soon as she did those things and we brought her feed over and she started doing what she was doing, we got her to 250 to 300. And then again, this is your death knell if you take a break. Podcast in batches. If you're thinking about I'm podcasted out until the middle of February. You know what I mean? So like I told my daughter, go listen to this podcast. And she's like, Mom, I know this is not what you meant, because that was the other. I forgot that it wasn't out yet. So then you schedule it and then you keep going. Like I know people who will do 3 or 4 months ahead. I knew I was going to, I have 2 college kids that were coming home during the holidays. So I knew, you know, during Christmas, there was no way I could get to it. So I batch recorded. That's actually something that's a Cindy Rushton that she taught me, you know, to work ahead. And so, you know, it's like I didn't do this myself. I didn't say, oh, I've got this fabulous idea, I'm going to do it myself. I wanted to share it with people. And I took information that I learned, that is a benefit. And so, and that's the other reason there's the writing and podcasting advice show. And I will tell you that one I did not keep up with. And still the average number, because it's a topic people want to hear about, it cross markets with Christians and business. That one is still at the 200-300 of downloads. So, okay. Kathy, do you have a question? Oh, you're welcome. Kelly?
Yeah, I had a question.
Sure.
Is there an average length of podcast? Is there a minimum length for a podcast?
It's new. So when we started, we thought that it was like a webinar or seminar, like an hour, even though this we did, we were doing them a little bit shorter because we want to give you time for questions and answers. There are podcasts that are an hour's length, but I will tell you that your average listener is going to listen for 10, 15, or 20 minutes.
Really?
The one that I did a few minutes with God, and that's another, I did that for my kids because my kids are big and my daughters and sons will say to me, Mom, you're done homeschooling. I go, I will never be done homeschooling. My daughter graduated from homeschooling, was going to college, and I bought her a class on how to do speeches communication, because she's a communication major. She's now using it with the grandchildren. So it sat on my shelf for, you know, 15 years or however long, because now they're older. But thank goodness those were DVDs. But the thing is that nowadays, so I did a few minutes with God for them. I knew they weren't going to listen to me for an hour. They'll listen to me for 10 minutes. In fact, my daughter was saying that they were listening on their drive back to school. And she, she had some comments, you know, and like a question about something. So 10 minutes is not long. But it's that kind of podcast. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm trying to inform you or teach you something, or I'm talking to the taking charge. It's more of a food for thought. Like we have a pastor that I'm Catholic, so I tend to go to daily mass, and he'll give us 2 sentences that make me think all day. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of a thing. So poor thing, are you getting sick? You're sick. So it's that kind of thing. So it's just focused on what your theme is. Vintage is going to be longer. Writing and podcasting advice is going to be a little bit longer. One More Child, that one I did based more on big families, those who are open to having more kids and that kind of thing. That one fluctuates, but typically, Kathy, I would say anywhere, like 10 minutes is almost too short for most podcasts. Again, your unique voice. What is your voice? What do you want to say? And I will tell you, I kind of freaked out about that one because that is my first podcast that people I know locally listen to. And how would you like your hairdresser, who used to be a pastor, listening to A Few Minutes with God? Because my husband, who's his friend, told him. No, you know, he's got a theology degree. It's basic. I was like, no, you know, Gene, I did it for my kids, blah, blah, blah. He's always like 1 month I went in there and he was like so excited because the Lord had given him some ideas and he wanted to give me ideas for my podcast. And then, you know, he was really cute because one of them, he goes, well, I disagree with you on that because I think it was called Perfect Christians. But I said, you didn't listen to it. And he goes, well, how do you know? I said, because I talked about how there is no perfect Christians. But he didn't like that topic, so he wasn't going to listen to it. It also has been a blessing for a really good friend of mine who listens to it. Like, she can't sleep, and so she tells me my voice puts her to sleep. Is that a compliment? I'm not sure. But, you know, it's so, you're, you know, and that one started out super slow. Like, I would tell my husband, I go, I've got 30 listens, and I'm sure it's my, you know, sweet Arilla listens to my stuff, and it's Arilla and Jerry, and I know Jerry's downloading it and listening to it over and over and over, but now it's in the hundreds. So that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes we freak out, and we're like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? It's taking time, you know. But then also, every once in a while, I'm like, oh my gosh, I sold 3 novels this week, or, you know, because I'm not on the speaking trail anymore, and I don't always remember to promote my books. So I had to start front-loading my podcast with a commercial, because I'll forget. So I have to write it in my notes, like, you know, I've got it right here. Here's my podcast, my 127, A Few Minutes with God podcast, and it says here, thanks to my sponsor, because I have to write it in here or I'll forget, because I am so focused on, this one is on caring and compassion. So I'm all, so focused on what I want to tell you, and I'm excited about it, that I will forget. So you have to remember, you know, what is your call to action and so forth. So, okay, Kelly said she's good, great information and ideas. So, yeah, let me know, Kelly, if you have any other questions. And you guys can, you know, we're on a Facebook group right now that has, you know, a lot of chatter and things. So if you guys like come up with another thought or whatever. And then also, the idea of pitching a podcast, you know, if you're doing it with me or even thinking about it for yourself. Okay, Michelle asked about sponsors, but just I want to finish this thought. Know what it is that you want to do. Like, have a small paragraph that sums it up. It's like that whole elevator speech where people will tell you, you know, you have to have an elevator pitch, you know, the time it takes to go from the bottom floor to the top floor. Same thing with the podcast. I want to see a vision. And I can look at it and basically at this point say, you know, this is going to be great and there's going to be great content there, or say you need to fine tune this, because especially on my network, I don't want a carbon copy of 12 other shows. I mean, I need a show. I can tell you right now the shows I need one on adoption. I would love to have a show on that. I would love to have another big show on a show on big families. That's on the homeschool side of the house. I don't have any on the, like, Charlotte Mason, one that would just be Charlotte Mason, or one that would be unschooling, or one that would be, there's so much room for growth there. And then I see, you know, pop-ups all over the place with all of these people who have podcasts. And, you know, when people like to share bad news with me or say, you know, my friend has one and they don't have a lot of downloads and they're, but that's okay, because, you know, some people just, like, they might be a control freak to want to have all their stuff on there. I had to learn not to be, is the end of that story, because I'm going to hit myself, kick myself. Okay, Michelle wants to know how we get sponsors. It's a amazing story, Michelle, because I don't solicit sponsors. I never have. God brings them to us. Our sponsors are Sony Pictures. Our sponsors are the Hendrix Brothers. It's Cindy's neck of the woods. They're all from Tennessee. I have to come see go to Tennessee so I can get with my media company. I know. Do you know my brother lives in Murfreesboro, and my niece and nephew are both doctors, and they just moved to Murfreesboro. They're 8 miles away from my brother. So really cool. So they have come to me. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. If we're under, you know, when my kids were little, I used to draw that umbrella. On the umbrella, I would put the big word God. And then underneath the umbrella is daddy and mommy and the kids, right? And so I would always say we're under his protective umbrella. And so we keep trying to be. But the thing is that I've just been blown away with what the Lord has done. Because like I said, my focus wasn't on you're going to make a bunch of money. That wasn't my focus. You know, ultimately, yes, we're making money. This past year is probably my best year. And so that's just because of the Lord. You know, we had a beautiful day in the neighborhood. They were one of our sponsors. We had the first big Sony Pictures was Smurfs. So at first I'm like, the Smurfs were like blue and bad is all I remembered. And then I went and researched because again, we don't just take anybody. And I found out that in Rotten Tomatoes, they got a very bad rating because one of the Smurfettes did not have any gender issues. She was a girl and they were really disappointed that she wasn't, I don't know. So I'm like, awesome. We like that. So offered it to some of my podcasters. They said, you know, the ones that said yes. And so we can promise that it will be on like 7 to 10 to 12 podcasts all that same week. And a nice thing about advertising is it's always there unless you take it out. And there are systems that can change them out for you. And, you know, at this point, that's not something we want to do, but it's been offered to us through Blueberry. We'll do that. Okay. So let me see. I would rather have a pitch sent to me via email, and that is Felice@mediaangels.com, and just put that on there. I have the conference coming up, so right now I'm tunnel vision with that. So it's almost like a wedding, like my daughter's wedding. I gave myself so much work. We did all of these little like plates. I live in Florida, so we did the sand dollars that we had to have handmade. That, you know, it could be an ornament, and I feel like that's what I'm doing, Cindy, with this conference. Like you should see the speakers' goodie bags I'm working on. Every time I'm at the store, I'm like, oh, I've got to get this for the speakers. I need to just not do that. But anyway, I love languages. Let me bake you cookies and give you something. Okay. Kelly said, my husband and I already have the idea, website, logo, contacts for content. And while we will be featuring some Christian content, I would consider the podcast not specifically Christian focused. And I'm assuming something like that would not be a good fit. Not necessarily, Kelly, at all, because the demographics, it's funny because I think our world makes you think that most people are not Christian, and the way 99.9% of the people that are Christian act, sometimes you kind of wonder, not to judge here, but Christian population is very huge and very loyal. I know that our listeners are just amazing. And so, you know, go ahead and send me your idea, Kelly, if you want, and I can let you know if it's a good fit. But it doesn't necessarily, I mean, writing and podcasting advice is not Christian focused. Yes, I'll talk about praying and about the Lord. Like even today, you could hear the different flavor between what I did and what Lynette did or what Cindy's been doing. So there's facts that, you know, yes, I definitely wouldn't even move a foot forward unless the Lord was, you know, the light in front of me, but it's not necessarily, I would not necessarily say no to that. So, you know, and you're further ahead than a lot of people, but I've had people, like I said, who have established podcasts who have moved over. And I've had people with established podcasts that I wouldn't take, because it just, content wise wasn't going to be a fit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm open. So, anything else? I got a pop-up that said our milk order is not going to be there till 4:30. So I have a little bit more time if you guys have more questions, or are you guys good?
If we're going to be at the conference, can we pitch you live at the conference?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have lots of downtime as
well.
Who
is this?
So we are
going. It doesn't sound like you at all. Our phone line is doing something funny because you do not sound like you.
Who? Who doesn't sound like me? Or is it, I don't know. I don't know who that is. Okay. Somebody must have their mic on. Yeah, Julie, we're going to have time to just chat. And that's one of the nice things right now. So if you would pray for the conference, please do. We're still getting orders coming in. But it's the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference is in February 7th and 8th. Cindy Rushton is a featured speaker. I'm going to be speaking. You're going to hear from another one, Marnie Swedberg, who I get to hug her neck tomorrow. We're going to Tampa to go to the facilities and figure out who's going to be in what room and come up with our agenda and everything. So I'm excited. And so great. Michelle's going to be coming too. And so at this conference, the idea of not having thousands of people there, which God hasn't brought us thousands anyway, we only need 8 more people to at least reach the threshold of where I wanted to be. I said, Lord, at least send us, you know, this many people. But the nice thing is going to be that we're going to be available. And there's going to be several panel discussions where we're going to be up at the front where you guys can ask us questions. That entire thing will be videotaped. So, you know, you'll have that as well if you have it is nice and intimate. Boutique, Cindy, boutique.
I have one last question now.
Keep them up, Julie. I love it.
I have a good grip on what I want the podcast to be about, but I am having a hard time deciding in the title. I posted in the group that I've heard a few different things about how to name your podcast. I'm wondering if it's true for, you know, if my podcast were to be accepted by you, would that still hold true?
I always tell people that whatever idea you have, see if the .com is available. Because that's always my fleece before the Lord. We don't want .net. We don't want .org. We don't want hyphenated dashes. Years ago, I had this idea of a virtual field trip site. I actually did put it up. Because I wanted back then, well, it's still that way, but not as much now, that I wanted a safe place for my kids to go and go look at the White House. And then you can't just go click, 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 click. We have to make it school, my poor kids. And so here's what you're looking for. You know, if you're in the green room, what did you see? And what was the painting on the wall? Of course, that all changes, right? But somebody hacked my website. And, but what I was going to say is at the time I could have bought virtualfieldtrips.com. I did not. I decided to buy virtual-field-trips.com. And so people would go to virtual field trips and that wasn't necessarily a good website. Like whitehouse.org is a bad website or .com is a bad website. Whitehouse.gov is a good website. So it's, you know, you kind of need to look at that too. Cindy Rushton had do you know what I'm going to say? It's the Women's Expo, but if you didn't do it right, it looked like it was Women's Sexpo.
No. That one, I was like, oh, I must have chose it with no caffeine or in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but you had hyphens in it.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So. Yeah. So that's what you, I mean, mine, I have books and books and books and books that tell you how to write or tell you how to clean or tell you, and God has shown me, like we did this one little thing, which I will not tell you unless you're a podcaster with me, one thing that we did different. So my homeschooling IRL people, I loved them. Kendra and Fletch. Fletch was a dentist from California, and Kendra was a mommy blogger. So Fletch was awesome because he was a pain in the tush. He kept me on my feet, and like he would be like, well, how come we're not ranking number one on iTunes, or how come this, or how come that? And then all of a sudden, he's like, you're the top 10 podcast on iTunes. How did you do that? Under family. I have no idea how I did that under family because their numbers were higher than mine. I ranked number 3 on my network and I was the proudest mama ever. And I'm still number 3 because I'm helping everybody else. That's what I always say to the girls sometimes. I'm like, would you guys focus on my podcast? Because I'm, you know, which But anyway, the point was, I realized when we got to talking, because he, you know, there's 4 hours behind us, but I ended up talking to Fletch on his lunch hour one time. And so he's like picking my brain. And we finally realized what it was I did. And it's a very simple thing. So, you know, it's like that kind of thing that, you know, yes, there's all these great things on what you should name your podcast, but guess what? If there's not a .com for it, if it doesn't resonate with you, if it's not going to be part of what your content is, it, you know, it doesn't. Like, I should not have named my podcast One More Child. I did it because it's based on the name of my book, but really and truly, it's not just about the one child or more, you know what I mean? So like that, and that was, you know, I have experience, right? So I should have known better. But that's okay, because that podcast is serving a purpose. That's more of my speaker's platform. It's not my only podcast. And if it was, I probably would do something to change it. I will say I have had podcasters. I have two. Well, Helen Melanie, we're going to change. Theirs is Making Biblical Family Life Practical. They have said they are going to change it, but they've never gotten to that point. The other is soft skills. My soft skills people, they're going to change the name of their podcast. You can change the name if you're Carol Topp did too, because she went from just talking dollars and cents to being more focused, because her niche is nonprofits. She's a CPA. She's on my homeschool podcast and doing fabulously talking to nonprofits. So the point I'm making is that while you're changing the name, and you can, you cannot change the feed or it will mess up all your numbers. So that's something that's super, super important. We'll help you with that too. I have prayed with my podcasters, and that, I will tell you that that takes a chunk of the time. And yeah, you could buy the domain name. It's worth it just to get it. And then, yeah, you buy the domain name and it focuses to your, it goes to your website podcast. So here's the other thing. So let's say Cindy Rushton is a brand, right? So let's say I'm going to pick on Cindy, that Cindy wanted to have a podcast named Cindy Rushton. Well, she's not going to point that to my podcast page because she's already got her brand. But she could put CindyRushtonPodcast.com and that goes to the podcast page, and I'm fine with that. I have one college prep genius, that's collegeprepgenius.com/podcast. And I will guarantee you 100% that her numbers are lower because of that. So she's just, Jean Burke is all over the world. She's just so busy that she doesn't have 2 seconds to even fix that. But she still has an amazing amount of downloads. But if she would fix that one thing, I guarantee you we would be, instead of in the hundreds, in the thousands for her podcast. Because she talks about SAT prep, and she has all the insider secrets and how to get into college and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, some of the things are just tiny little fixes that the books don't tell you about, which is going to be my next book. Is Information in a Nutshell. I have a series of them. I don't even know where they are. I have one on writing and publishing. And anyone coming to the conference, I'm basically giving that one away. And if you pay $5 for it, you get the new book when that comes out, because I'm going to update it. Oh, there it is. Yay, Merit. Good job. Yeah, right there. And then the other is Business Tips and Taxes for Writers. And then I'm going to do one on podcasting, because I get, like, I have so much information here. I may not give away some secret sauce things that are just too good. Like, before I knew Cindy, I gave away the baby with the bathwater. And Cindy had to coach me and say, girlfriend, nobody is going to pay for every, you know, like, I've given you a ton of information you could take and have a super successful podcast just in this little amount of time that we worked on it. But I will tell you that a lot of things that people say you should do and they've done doesn't necessarily work. The lady who's got the 15,000 downloads has millions of people coming to her pages a month. Of course, she's going to have those numbers. You know, so it, and her podcasts are short. So I will tell you, though, it's funny because she tried to imitate another one of my podcasters, the Kendra and Fletch, our husband and wife. They just were dovetailed together. I mean, sometimes their topics drove me nuts, but they were awesome and they were Christian and it was all good. But like when I saw the topic, I'm like, because of course I get the emails like, what the heck are you guys? Do you know even, it really shouldn't be anything that, you know, you're teaching your kids about. It should just, you know, anyway, on and on and on. Their point was you need to talk to your kids about it. That was like the gist of what their podcast was. But the topic was very catchy and salacious a little bit. But the end of the story is this other mega podcaster tried to do stuff with her husband. And I don't even know how, because I promise I don't have time to stalk people. But when I listened to it, it just fell flat. And then she stopped doing it. They're awesome. They're in love. They're a great couple. They just didn't have that dynamic. Helen, Melanie Young are awesome. If you're, Kelly, I don't know if you're doing this with your husband. And it's totally different topic probably than what you're going to do. But if you listen to them, you will see a good dynamic. Same thing with Israel and Brooke Wayne. They just have a good dynamic together. So there are couples that do have a good dynamic, like my husband and I would be. I can't even get him to, he's a wealth of information. He has like so much to share and I could never get him on to do anything with me. And he's so cute. I still think he's cute after all these years. I'm sorry. Cindy, you'll have to tell on me because he thinks I never talk about him.
You are so cute. You know, it's kind of funny because Charles and I have a really nice dynamic when we are together audio-wise. And so we are right now, he's working on his first, it's funny, he's working on his first book, but it's actually going to probably be three different things. Are you shocked? It's like, I do this, don't I? But I love it because like even some of the things that he's going to be doing with it, I think they're perfect for us to do our thing together. Right. Because we have a really nice dynamic, but I haven't always been like that with everybody else. Cause you're right. Sometimes it just doesn't and it's not that it's not great people, but it's just sometimes the dynamics, they do conflict a little bit. And so.
And also, yeah. Cindy has a gift of interviewing people. Like, I remember when she was doing her expo and I was waiting to come on, I could not wait to hear Felice Gerwitz because she was the best thing since sliced bread. And you guys, you did, I'm gonna do your southern accent. when you meet my friend Felice, but she did this whole thing that, like I said, I couldn't wait to hear myself. And you had you on, I took my little laptop downstairs when the kids came yesterday. I had to leave early. And so I had it playing when my daughter Christina walked in, and her first thing was, Cindy must have like the affirmation gift. And she said, she's just so like, I think you were with one of your little, you know, anointed periods of time, the Holy Spirit went whoosh. But, you know, you just really are affirming. So that makes a great person to interview another person. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she's going to bring out the best and she's going to. So again, like you have to know what your strengths are. You can't step over people and things like that. So I know we got. Okay, so let's see what else. All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to have to end now because I am going to have to run. So thank you so much. And let's go ahead and close in prayer. Okay, so great. So great. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for this time. I just thank you, Lord, for all the people that you want to podcast or you want to speak or write a book or whatever that is, Lord, and that you are putting that seed in their minds, my God. I just praise you and thank you for every good thing. And I just ask, Lord, that you continue to bless us and bless our families. And I just pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Well, did I rant about how awesome she was and have a good reason? Yeah. You guys, I know Felice and I have been friends forever, and she has helped me so much in my business, but I truly believe that she is going to be a person that's going to really help so many of you with where God's taking you and what he's doing in your life and what he's calling you to step out into. And the fun thing, you don't have to do it on your all by yourself. You can do it with someone who can come along and help you. She's paved the way beautifully. And so anyway, I just really love it. This has been really, really good.
Awesome.
I do want to do a shout out that Marnie is going to be with us in the house Thursday night. You guys, I don't know if all of you are familiar with her. She and I also go back many, many years, and it just delights me that we're going to be having her join us this week. She's going to talk on time management. Hello? How many of us say, I don't care what day it is, I always need help with time management? But she's the go-to person with that. And so we want to invite you to join us for that. I'm going to paste in the details. But you guys do plan. Oh, I got the wrong time on there. Oh, no, I don't. Okay. It's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I know that's later, but it's how we got her. And so Thursday night. And she's going to be back next week to help us with Facebook Lives. So you definitely want to make sure you're on Felice's mailing list.
You guys should have all gotten that. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you're on the mailing list. Make sure that you stay in touch so that we can keep you updated on all the pop-ups. We've got several others for next week as well. So we're working on all of it.
You know, Kelly, I think you're new. I keep pointing you out. But Cindy's page should be on here. Cindy, put that in because you can join our pages for free. It's just the replays that are going to be a cost. I think we decided to make the pop-ups just be open to everyone because
we
want you guys here for the Q&A. Yes. Also, the links for the Monday meetings changed. So be sure that you have the right links because I realized the techie issue is because I set it up as a webinar. So now when people come in, everything should just work. You'll still be on mute until we unmute you. And that's because if someone comes in late, you don't want them beeping in. So that's all new. So you should have gotten those if you are on our list. If not, then you want to make sure that you're part of our, we have two groups. So Cindy's is where all the chatter is because right now I am overwhelmed anyway. And so it's stepping up to your call. Is that right, Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's there. And then the Facebook one is the Ultimate Communicators. And that is open to anyone who is even interested in going to the conference that we have coming up. And that is, you know, just where you're at. Those of you doing the 31-day challenge will be posting your points on there. So,
yes.
That's great. And then if you, and Cindy just posted in, if you want to be part of the challenge and get all the replays as well as the 31-day challenge book that Cindy put together in her spare time. It's amazing how we can make, if I'm really stressed, that's what I pray is, Lord, increase my time. Mm-hmm. So I just messaged a friend of mine this week and said, okay, I lost the wedding invitation. All I remembered was the wedding was on the 22nd and I thought it was January 22nd. And I'm going, wait a minute, it can't be the 22nd, can it? And then, cause that is tomorrow. And so she's laughing because she's a really good friend of mine. She helped me with my daughter's wedding. She's laughing at me. You know when the wedding is? February 22nd. I'm only a month early. But that's what happens when I start praying, Lord, please increase my time. Those kinds of things happen. So he's good all the time, right? God is good all the time. All right. So we're going to test this. I think I made Merit. I made you a host. So let's see if you can end this meeting for all of us. See if you can find, I know mine just says leave the meeting. So let's see if you can find end the meeting. So then